inside the meeting room at the Pitkin County Library, more than 100 children are waiting for Tunes and Tales. It's one of the library's many storytelling programs.
Do you think you want to sit next to Owen?
You want to sit next to Spider-Man?
He might have superhero powers.
At the front of the room, children's librarian Susan Keenan begins a tale about a grandmother on her way to see her granddaughter.
But to get there, she had to walk through the forest. And in the forest were big, fierce, hungry animals.
Today's Tunes and Tales is just one of many programs the library offers for children. Most take place in the library's meeting room. Keenan says it's far from ideal.
We don't have a space for the children to meet and have a program like this in a safe environment. They have to come out of, walk across the library into another area. So it would be really great to have a space just for the children.
Library Director Kathy Chandler agrees.
Even though, the library looks wonderful, we know that in order to keep it relevant, we do need to make these changes.
In fact, Chandler points as an example to the children's library, which she says is a safety hazard.
It's, just a couple of steps from the front door to one of Aspen's busiest streets in town. That children's room also serves as a pathway for people to walk through that room to go to the non-print materials in the library.
Chandler says because of the room's outside access, librarians often get tied up with other library users.
The children's librarians are actually circulating an awfully large percentage of the materials that are checked out of the library, rather than just being able to concentrate on children's programming and helping children and their parents find appropriate reading levels of materials for their kids when they're in the library.
For more than a year, the officials have hoped to expand the library building so the children's room can have its own space and that other improvements can be made. Last November, voters thought they had gone too far. Now they're back with a scaled-back version of the plan.
After we looked at the building that we were proposing and listening to things that people were objecting to around the time of the ballot, we've come back with a revised plan that is going to be within our means.
The new plan would be financed by the library's own capital reserve fund. A recent pledge of $1.3 million helps, too. And there are other differences. The revised design still includes an outside meeting room to be constructed on the library's easement in Galena Plaza, only it's smaller and no longer asks for an additional 16 feet of city property. Chandler says an outside meeting room will be more accessible to the public, especially when the library isn't open. All of this, she says, is impossible in the current space.
We looked hard at the layout of the building to try to accomplish some of these things, to make the children's room more secure and to make it possible to use the meeting room outside of library hours. And the only real configuration that works is to put the meeting room where the children's room is, which pushes the children's room into an even less desirable location in the building.
The 7,000-foot expansion would also include space for the children's and young adult libraries, as well as shorter, more accessible shelving. The shelves right now are not in compliance with disability regulations. The plan comes with a sense of urgency. The library hopes to begin construction next spring, just as the city of Aspen is planning improvements on the parking garage and alleyway next door.
Our thought is that it makes a great deal of sense for us to move ahead with this project and do that in conjunction with the engineers and construction team that will be doing that work, so that it's a coordinated project and we don't have the city come in and re-waterproof, re-landscape.
In coming weeks, the library will put out a request for design proposals from architects and contractors. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth.